Welcome to episode 80 of the Golf Talk podcast, brought to you by thesandtrap.com. This is Eric Borzeski, as always, and Alan Olson as well.
Hey.
We only have five things to talk about this week. Kind of a slow week on the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour and in the golf world in general. We'll start off here with Lorena Ochoa winning in her season debut. So thus far, we've had Annika Sorenstam win, we've had Paula Creamer win, and we've had Lorena Ochoa win on the LPGA Tour. It's getting off to a fairly promising start.
Yeah, I mean, it's you've got all the big stars in the LPGA Tour winning, and first event Lorena's in, she bludgeons the field.
Winning by 11 shots, closing with a 4-under-68, Annika Sorenstam finishing second, 11 strokes behind.
Yeah, that's just unbelievable. Lorena's like Tiger. I mean, it's just a different planet.
Yeah, and yet she's not like Tiger. That's something that comes up now and then is, you know, people ask, is Lorena Ochoa the Tiger Woods of the women's tour? And she hasn't learned to close quite as well as Tiger has. She's just, she's having the success. She's having the win rate, but she didn't dominate as soon as she got on tour. And she doesn't quite close, and she doesn't win the majors that Tiger Woods wins.
Very true.
You may have a take on that. If you do, you can email us or something, and we may read your email on the air or something. So send us an email at podcast@thesandtrap.com if you think Lorena Ochoa is or isn't the Tiger Woods of the LPGA Tour. But yeah, three wins by three women, all prominent players on the LPGA Tour, equaling the number of wins Tiger Woods has already this year. It's not truly fair since the guys start a little earlier, but someone who hasn't won in a while on the PGA Tour, Ernie Els, finally gets it done.
We have an Ernie Els sighting.
And he wins. He does not choke. There's plenty of water on the last few holes, and he doesn't hit it in any of it.
He doesn't have to determine whether he should have 5-wood or 3-wood. He just actually is the guys he was competing against were the ones that are having some problem with the water.
He started back. He was not in the lead at the beginning of the day. Maybe this is how he had to do his how he had to get his first win on the PGA Tour in 3.5 or 4 years. Starting back and having to chase some guys. It kind of frees you up to be a little more aggressive. So he gets to 4-under, shoots +1 the rest of the way in. Everybody else was busy falling apart. Mark Calcavecchia couldn't get it done. Luke Donald couldn't get it done. Nathan Green couldn't get it done. He shot a 67, so he was coming from well back too, but Matt Jones couldn't get it done either. So kind of a bunch of, except for Luke Donald, who hasn't won much lately either. Not really a whole bunch of name players, though, he was really competing against.
That was Ernie, Luke Donald, Mark Calcavecchia, and the Nationwide Tour.
Yeah, and, you know, Matt Jones has been playing well this year. So he's made every cut and everything, so that's a good way for him to be going. But even Mark Calcavecchia and Luke Donald, really not exactly your top-tier PGA Tour players. Again, Luke Donald hasn't won in quite a while, so.
Yeah, you know, and he had a great round on Thursday and another great round on Saturday and did nothing the other two rounds. I figured that after watching him play on Thursday and Saturday, I would have thought for sure he would have won. But
so does this get the monkey off Ernie Els' back, or does Ernie still have to win a tournament in which Tiger's within the same state? Or I guess he was in the same state for this tournament, but you know what I mean.
Kudos to Ernie Els for winning, but yeah, I think he's, until he wins with Tiger in the field, I mean he brought it up himself. He wants to, you know, he had this 3-year plan to be number one.
He's about a year and a half into that, I think.
Right. If you're going to be the number one golfer, you got to beat the number one golfer. Well, Tiger wasn't playing.
Repeatedly.
Over and over. But,
yeah.
No, I mean, it's a good win for him. Maybe it'll give him some confidence, but Tiger not in the field. Phil's not in the field. You know, I don't know, out of the top 10, there weren't too many of them. So
we'll give him a B+ for the win.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right. Most of his chokes, we'll point out, too, have come from, again, being in the lead and then giving up that lead, you know, leading going into the final round, not having to make a charge. Because, you know, a lot of guys would almost rather be a shot or two back and have to be aggressive than be leading. It's a different mindset. So kudos to Ernie, but, you know, tempered a little bit by a few things. But hopefully he is able to rebound because I like him, and hopefully he can put something together this year, win a couple more times.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the, you know, nobody can say, well, he haven't won now. I mean, now he's got the win. Maybe, you know, maybe it catapults him into bigger and better things for 2008.
And he's done more this year than Sergio Garcia or Colin Montgomery. Actually, Colin Montgomery ever has done. Never won on U.S. soil. So there you go. He's done more this year than even Colin Montgomery. So that's a good thing, too. So we'll be right back after this message from Titleist.
I'm working on making everything I look at
something new all the time.
Winning my first major.
Another green jacket.
I'm working on my signature.
Hitting it this close.
Chest to the target.
Staying positive after every shot.
More wins.
More birdies.
More eagles.
Just having more fun.
Beating the rest of these guys.
I'm working on a bunch of stuff.
Thinking less.
I'm not telling.
Even the world's best want to be better. That's why there's the new Pro V1 and Pro V1X.
Well, welcome back. Our forum topic of the week is, any golfer you feel would make a huge stride in 2008?
I think Ernie Els will, because he's tall. Vijay Singh's a tall guy, right?
I think they're going along more along the line of improvement.
Oh, I get you.
That's all right. You know, I would say, you know, we've got some guys that think Henrik Stenson and Mahan.
Can you make a big stride if you win the match play last year and are picked to be the sleeper favorite in all the majors and don't do anything? I guess maybe you could, but, you know, I don't see Henrik Stenson doing much. He practically shanked a few balls with his woods, you know, in the match play. So I'm going to disagree with Henrik Stenson. Heck if I know. It's too early. You know, I do expect some nationwide tour players or some first year players to make a splash. It's too early in the year to say who's going to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, define huge stride. You know, is it? I mean,
if Tiger Woods wins the Grand Slam, is that a huge stride? I'd call it a huge stride, but it's almost expected. So,
you know, is it winning a PGA Tour event? Is it 10 top 10s? I mean, I guess.
Here's what I think. I think the U.S. team will make a huge stride by having a competitive Ryder Cup. Does that count? Can I do that?
I think so. I think that's great. You know, just throwing out some of the other names, people of Vijegas. We've got some guys that think Adam Scott's going to do something this year. Justin Rose, Paul Casey.
Boo Weekly could sneak up the board. He's been, he was hampered by the flu, and he shot an 80 or something in the last round of the Honda. But, you know, aside from his one win last year, which was a little bit lucky because he chipped in twice and stuff, I think he's a very good ball striker, and I think he could surprise some people this year. So I'll put his name out there. And someone else mentioned it in the forum too, Rudy Goo from East Tennessee. Rudy Goo said it, so I'm not taking credit. I saw that and I agree, so I'll throw his name out there as well. So
yeah, the one name I will not agree with, Woody Austin. No.
If anything, it's going to be a down year for Woody Austin, and certainly after the year he had last year. So
yep. Anthony Kim.
Shows flashes of brilliance, but he can't put it together for four rounds.
Yeah.
So
I think it's kind of hard to say, you know, I think you have to, what's your definition of huge stride, you know? Dave Duvall making a cut.
I'm still going back to tall players. That's a good definition. So the tallest guy will make the biggest strides. That's my prediction.
Attaboy.
We'll be right back after this.
At the tournament you're watching now.
At the tournament you're watching now.
More players trust Titleist.
More players trust Titleist.
Trust Titleist.
More players trust Titleist.
Than all other golf balls.
Than all other.
All other golf balls.
All other golf balls combined.
And all other golf balls combined.
Welcome back in our abbreviated beating balls segment.
We're only beating two balls this week.
Anyway, the PGA Tour is going to okay a Saturday cut. So after people got their undies in a bundle about the whole cut thing, the cut line, making the cut, not playing.
Yeah,
well,
the millionaire undies in a bundle, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So the PGA Tour caves. Yeah.
That's probably the best way to put it. They caved in because some guys won't be able to move up and make FedEx Cup points and pay their caddies for the week or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and this all comes back to the whole pace of play thing, which is why they felt they had to do this. And this is kind of annoying. Tiger Woods just recently put out his latest newsletter. And in it, right after talking about J.B. Holmes, who was incredibly, retardedly slow in his match against Tiger Woods at the match play, Tiger Woods talks about slow play on the PGA Tour and how it's annoying and so on. I'm not sure what he thinks, but Tiger ain't so fast himself. He walks tee to green very fast, but then when he gets up at the green, it's a slow process.
Mm-hmm.
And Tiger Woods famously kind of slowed down Chris DeMarco at the Masters a few years ago when they were dueling each other. Chris DeMarco being a notoriously fast player. The speculation was at the time that he wanted to throw him off his rhythm a little bit, but famous for kind of playing it slow there, too. So, you know, it's the whole glass houses thing there, Tiger. You ain't so fast yourself all the time.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And I think that's what the whole problem is. They've got these 5.5-hour rounds. Well,
it's boring. I would try to watch so much of the Honda the other day, and not only would NBC, I mean, there were four or five guys in contention within two shots of the lead, and, you know, you'd see one golf shot, 2 minutes of people talking, and then you go to commercial. And it's not that they weren't showing all the golf shots. You know, they'd miss a few. They honestly, they should have showed more. We'd see Ernie Els finishing up a putt, and then we'd see him in the fairway. So we missed the drive. So they could have done a little bit more, but they weren't missing a bunch. They're just this slow. This is how spread out five golfers playing golf shots is. That, you know, you can have a commercial every 2 minutes. It's boring.
Yeah, that's kind of a sad thing to see, you know.
I don't know how I ever watched a golf tournament watching the commercials and stuff, because there were so many, and you just waited between shots for so long.
Yeah, it's the last few years watching golf on TV has become just brutal, just because, like you said, I mean, in an hour, how many golf shots do you get to watch?
Four.
And, you know, you're watching these guys, and they're lining up their putt, and then they're looking at it from the side, and then they're going to go to the other. I realize they're playing for a ton of money. I get that. But, man, I mean, it should not take 5.5 hours to play a round of golf.
And I don't know what the solution is. They don't penalize people. They have a solution in place. They never use it. So, and I don't agree with timing the whole group, because I do think that one slow player can slow down an entire group. The people on tour know who the slow players are. Watch them. Go after people that are playing slowly, not the whole group. And enforce the penalties. I mean, but we're never going to see that done, because the players' union will throw another fit, and then we'll have a Saturday cut issue again. So, whatever. Speaking of waiting, the LPGA Tour got off to their drug testing start. The women had to pee in some cups, but they had to wait 2 hours to do it. So they round them up. They send them, you know, in one at a time or something into this room to pee in a cup. And they have to wait 2 hours or 2.5 hours before they can even go in and pee. And it turns out, what's funny, too, is it turns out this test was just a trial run. This wasn't even the actual thing.
So, wow. That's, well.
You know, if you're going to make someone pee in a cup, which I agree with, and you know what, fine. Don't make them wait 2.5 hours. I mean, come on. How hard is that?
Yes.
You observe someone pee in a cup. You write their name on it. You split it into two samples, whatever you have to do. You write their name on it, and the date, and maybe your little signature or something like that. I don't know. And then you're done. Like, I can go to the DMV in faster than 2.5 hours, and that's saying something.
Wow, that really is saying something. Even to think that, you know, for all, you know, especially with the amount of publicity the LPGA put out about, hey, we've got drug testing and we're the first tour to have it, blah, 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 to not have gone through a couple run-throughs of the process of how this is going to work. I mean, it was like, whoops, we don't have the cups.
Yeah.
Oops, we don't have labels to put on the cups. Oops, yeah. we don't have a bathroom for you to be in.
Right. So the readers may, if this article is still up when we post it in our show notes. Alan, you're looking at the article right now, I guess, but does it not look like Natalie Golbus here, this picture of her at the top of the article? It almost looks like she has a little mustache.
I'm going to say it's a shadow, but...
No, it's a mustache. I think she's doping. She's taking this stone.
Well, if you had to wait 2 hours to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, she grew some facial hair in the process. That's how long the process is. Natalie Golbus grew a mustache waiting to pee in a cup.
Oh, that's way too long.
It's a funny looking shadow, I think.
It's a little bizarre.
You take not out the really... earring. You take out the earrings and stuff, and she could look like a funny looking dude in this picture.
Not one of her more flattering pictures.
Natalie Golbus is a dude. You heard it here first.
I'm not even going there.
That concludes. Yeah. On that note, we're about done with episode 80 of the Golf Talk Podcast, brought to you by thesandtrap.com. For all your outrage, direct that at alan@thesandtrap.com.
Please do.
If you have any pleasant notes, feel free to send that to podcast@thesandtrap.com so I can read them. You can find our show notes every Wednesday online at thesandtrap.com, and check out our forums where you can also complain about us at thesandtrap.com/forum. For Alan Olson, this is Eric Brzezinski saying, dude looks like a lady.
Very nice.
Lady looks like a dude. Loving an elevator.
That's an Aerosmith theme tonight.
Best thing Aerosmith ever did was Liv Tyler, so whatever.